from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Summer Olympics got underway over the weekend in Paris, France. Friday night was the opening ceremony, and a depiction of what many thought was of the Last Supper was highly offensive, including to Bishop David Zubik, who heads the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. He posted a letter condemning the parody. Sacrilege is evil always and in all ways, and organizers have apologized, sort of.
The apology is for anyone who was offended by a moment that evoked Leonardo da Vinci's The Last Supper during Friday's opening ceremony and provoked outrage by religious conservatives around the world. Some called it a drag queen parody. The organizers, however, are defending the concept behind it. The ceremony's artistic director distanced his scene from any Last Supper parallels after the ceremony, saying it was meant to celebrate diversity and pay tribute to feasting and French gastronomy. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Was that enough? We are joined by Bishop David Zubik from the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh, who we've known for a long time. Bishop, good morning.
Good morning, Larry, and good morning to all of your listeners today. It's always good to join you.
So, was that enough of an apology for you?
Well, you know, I think, first of all, we always have to be in a position to accept people's apology. But the question that comes is, was it sincere? You know, is it a matter of really recognizing how offensive that was? You know, I think it was offensive to people, would be offensive to people of all faiths, all Christian denominations, as well as people of all faiths as well, too. Because absolutely, the Eucharist is the most sacred reality for us as Catholics, and it's certainly the most sacred moment for all Christians, really taking a look at what happened at the very Last Supper, that Jesus really took bread and wine and changed it into his body and blood and shared it for all of us. And it was a preview to what would happen to him the next day as he would die on the cross to save us all. You know, so I think that, you know, obviously there was worldwide reaction to what was seen. And, you know, I wonder, is the apology coming because there was so much public notice of what happened? It was it a matter of, well, we got caught, and so therefore now we're going to apologize? Or is there a sense of apologizing for really offending the sensitivities, serious sensitivities of Christians throughout the world? You know, but certainly as followers of Jesus, we've got to be in a position to be able to forgive. But let's hope that the intent for the asking for forgiveness was really sincere.
And that said, do you feel that Christianity is under attack more now than ever? There's always been an element of that, certainly, but Does it seem like that to you?
Well, you know what? To tell you the truth, Larry, I think that goes even broader than Christianity. I think that we really are losing a sense of the sacred all the way around the world. You know, I think the secularism that really has invaded our world today has not only made us insensitive to the sacredness of every aspect of life, and especially of our relationship with God, but, you know, it really has taken on almost a combative tone of you know, trying to disrespect what is the most sacred in every person's life. You know, it's important, you know, especially for me, because a week ago there were 60,000 people who came to Indianapolis, Indiana, from all across our country and even beyond, to celebrate this important reality of the Eucharist. And it was just thrilling to be able to see such a renewal of our celebration of how sacred the Eucharist is in our lives, and then to find just a week later what we saw at the opening ceremony of the Olympics to be so disconcerting. But I do think that the issue that we're really dealing with here is we have really lost a sense of respect for each other. We've lost a sense of respect for the sacred.
We're with Bishop David Zubik, who heads the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. That said, Bishop, in this divisive political world we live in, it seems split right down the middle, and yet, to your point, it seems like we've lost a lot of kindness and compassion for each other. How do you deal with that in the church when you know you're talking to people who are on both sides of the aisle party-wise, but we should be, especially in that environment, together in spirituality?
Well, you know, there's a little formula that I tried to share with an awful lot of people, and it's this: you know, if you're really serious about your faith, and for Christians, if you're really serious about being a follower of Jesus, the challenge is always treat everybody that you meet as if they are Christ. And always treat everybody that you meet as if you are Christ. And I think that when we start to take a look at how do we treat other people, do we treat them the way that we would want to be treated? And I think that's an important consideration, certainly for us as Christians. That's something that Jesus has taught us. But I think that that's also a lesson that people of all faiths are able to embrace. And I think that's got to be the formula that we've got to take a look at. There's no question we're so deeply divided. We go on the attack. You know, you take a look at what happens on social media, and, you know, obviously I've taken a look at some of the social media on this particular issue that we're talking about, and the language is one that is just so attacking the other person. And I think we need to be able to step back and start to respect each other for the beauty of who we are, each one of us created in the image and likeness of God.
And that said, what are you hearing from young people who may be thirsty to find their way, asking, why are we here and what's going on in this world right now?
Yeah, I think an awful lot of young people are confused, and they're looking for powerful, positive examples of what it really means to be of service. You know, I have a great deal of hope for our young people. You know, they're doing so much to step out of themselves, going on mission trips, making sure that they're engaged in lots of activities that reach out to people who are in need. And that becomes even more motivated when we can help them, by our example, to develop a deep relationship with God that has to take root in our words and in our deeds.
I think we certainly need a little more of kindness at the very least, and people searching for it should take a good look at spirituality. Bishop, we always appreciate your input. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Larry. And, you know, I want to say thank you for really emanating those virtues that we just talked about.
I appreciate it. Bishop David Zubik, who heads the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.